Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1577, air date August 15th, 2025.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll explore how rosemary helps combat inflammation. We'll take a closer look at its active compounds and how they work together in the body to reduce inflammatory responses. It's going to be an engaging session where we'll look at the molecular profile of rosemary and then examine the underlying pathways that drive inflammation. Let's get started and see what this is all about. All right, here we go. So, rosemary is often known as the harmony herb. It's a perennial aromatic plant native to the Mediterranean region. In traditional folk medicine, rosemary has long been used to relieve a variety of conditions, including rheumatic pain, spasms, nervous agitation, and even depression. It's also known to help reduce physical and mental fatigue. And importantly, rosemary is classified as generally recognized as safe by the FDA. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, using a systems science framework. It's a powerful way to understand complex issues, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. All right. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first US copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. Everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to have an engaging discussion on a fascinating herb, rosemary, and its potential effects on inflammation. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything I personally do is to recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down, and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is going up exponentially. So, if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years or 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time. At least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know anything I'm talking about, be it rosemary or be it turmeric or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is a number of important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's been the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because of my concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning systems science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science. A reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there's massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform, is the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that system's approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also comes to teach people how to be economical and resourceful. There's many forces that unfortunately teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage. But that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and a Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, and by that you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth, we have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if they really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work. Without any government support, without any venture capital support, all of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends because I'm deeply motivated, because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself. And if you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions and go to truthfreedomhealth.com and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video. Then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about rosemary, or when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant person in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise up. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on Rosemary, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Rosemary on inflammation. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I do these videos, these very, very informative videos, but my ulterior motive is to motivate you guys to go learn this stuff and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Rosemary on inflammation. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend starting as a member, because there's an entire, very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation? Or do you want to be a slave? You can be a supporter, and we will give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on rosemary. What is inflammation? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about Cytosolve, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food. And we'll share with you our initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's no one way to solve these problems. We're talking about rosemary, but that doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. And that's exactly why no one's truly cracked the code on this until now. Okay, but we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how rosemary benefits inflammation. And we'll talk to you about how much rosemary. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because for us, it's all about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay, like we discussed earlier, rosemary, often called the harmony herb, has a long history of traditional use for relieving pain, tension, and fatigue. It's also recognized as safe by the FDA, which supports its continued use in modern wellness practices. Rosemary has been valued in traditional medicine for centuries. Historical records show its use in China as early as 220 BC. Well-known pioneers such as Hippocrates, Avicenna, and Galen applied rosemary flowers and olive oil to treat joint pain and support wound healing. Over the years, it's also been used as a natural remedy for muscle spasms, epilepsy, kidney discomfort, and rheumatic conditions. Rosemary has also played a role during major health crises throughout history. During the Great London Plague of 1665, caused by Yersinia pestis, people would inhale the vapors of rosemary while passing through infected areas. Later, during World War II, French hospitals burned rosemary leaves along with juniper berries in an effort to kill germs. So let's now take a look at inflammation. Inflammation is a complex biological response triggered by the immune system to defend the body against pathogens, damaged cells, or irritants. It can be classified into two types, acute and chronic inflammation. Acute inflammation is usually short-term and protective. However, chronic inflammation can persist and is often linked to serious health issues. Common symptoms include ongoing pain, fatigue, and a loss of function in the affected areas. Now, let's look at current medical interventions for inflammation. First, we have non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are commonly used to reduce pain, fever, and inflammation. Secondly, corticosteroids are another class that helps control inflammation by mimicking natural hormones. Thirdly, immunosuppressants work by lowering the immune response. And finally, biological agents are more targeted, blocking specific immune cells or signals that cause tissue damage, especially in diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. Around 34.6% of adults in the U.S. are affected by systemic inflammation. That means over one-third of the adult population is living with chronic low-grade inflammation, which can quietly contribute to many serious health conditions if left unaddressed. Now let's take a closer look at how rosemary can play a role in supporting and improving inflammation. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this approach to inflammation as well? Okay, to understand that better, let me walk you through what the Cytosolve innovation process actually involves and what we do and how we do it. Our first step in any project is to map out the molecular mechanisms involved based on an in-depth review of all the published research in that field. Then we publish it. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to new discoveries. And we patent them, and then we license and manufacture them. So right now you can see we have many, many different areas of health and disease and well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 5 different discoveries we've made, which have gotten patents. We have about 5 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 7 areas we're doing modeling, another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 10 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're right now in the initial phase, the systems architecture. So we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published it, then we did the modeling. We did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process, and we actually found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain and inflammation. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that resulted in us, for the first time actually, not just helping other companies, but we actually manufactured it for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we did this. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to inflammation. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk about stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world by this completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharmacists. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you. And it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the Whole Health Pet Supplement right here. And yes, we've also developed another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 unique varieties, each thoughtfully designed to support a specific health need, like joint tea, digest tea, breathe tranquility, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and finally, immunity. And now, introducing your body, your tea, a unique range specially crafted to help balance your doshas and support overall well-being. This collection includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since we're talking about inflammation, I'd like to suggest immunity, which is a great herbal blend designed to support your immune system and help manage inflammation naturally. We've also launched our new product category focused on immune function. The first in this line is D3K2 magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Anti-Inflammatory Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this, we're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In this first phase, we map out the system architecture of inflammation. A key insight here is the strong two-way link between oxidative stress and inflammation. Each can worsen the other. You'll understand the details of this relationship shortly, but what's important to note is that we're taking a very different systems-based approach to understanding these underlying biological processes. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. What we're doing here is starting with a clean slate, looking at all the research that's been done to truly understand what's going on. Unlike the pharmaceutical model that often focuses on a single pathway, we're taking a holistic systems approach to inflammation. This picture shows how oxidative stress and inflammation are connected to each other. Oxidative stress causes cell damage by disrupting mitochondria and increasing harmful molecules called ROS. This damage then triggers inflammation, which activates immune cells that release more damaging signals. Together, they create a cycle that can lead to cell death and diseases over time. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, in understanding the system's architecture of inflammation, we identify several contributing factors that can cause inflammation over time. These include genetics, immune responses, oxidative stress, gut microbiome imbalance, environmental toxins, lifestyle habits, mental stress, smoking, alcohol use, and physical injuries. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how inflammation develops. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. These 18 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support inflammation. Those include turmeric, ashwagandha, calendula, cat's claw, chamomile, cilantro, fenugreek, holy basil, paprika, oregano, astragalus, kava kava, lemon balm, leeka rice, passion flower, rosemary, rhodiola, and sage for their anti-inflammatory properties. There are 18 things. There's data on this, but the reality is this is why there has been no breakthrough. Because you'll see all these videos on these, but their issues, how do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach, okay? We can, once we have this architecture laid out, we can use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today we're going to focus on rosemary, one of the 18 promising natural compounds that may help in improving inflammation. Now, from our cytosol research, we found that rosemary has been studied in 3,662 research articles and 79 clinical trials over the past 93 years. There's 29 key molecules found in rosemary. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. These include minerals, vitamins, phytochemicals, and essential oils, all of which contribute to its powerful health benefits. These include 9 minerals: calcium, potassium, sodium, magnesium, iron, manganese, zinc, copper, and even trace amounts of lead. 4 key vitamins: vitamin A, B6, B9, and C. It also contains phenylpropanoids, including rosmarinic acid, caffeic acid, ursolic acid, carnosic acid, carnosol, rosmadiol, rosmanol, and the unique compounds rosmaquinones A and B. Lastly, it features a number of essential oils like camphor, eucalyptol, alpha-pinene, borneol, camphene, beta-pinene, and limonene, which contribute to both its aroma and therapeutic effects. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in rosemary, including carnosic acid, carnosol, rosmarinic acid, ursolic acid, caffeic acid, luteolin, and rosmanol, all playing essential roles in supporting rosemary's therapeutic potential. With its diverse chemical profile, rosemary delivers extensive biological benefits that support various aspects of human health. It exhibits strong anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, helping to combat oxidative stress and inflammation. Rosemary also supports metabolic health by showing anti-diabetic and anti-hyperlipidemic activities. It has antimicrobial and anti-tumor effects, making it valuable in fighting infections in certain cancers. Additionally, it functions as a natural muscle relaxant and enhances cognitive function by boosting memory. Focusing on its health benefits, rosemary has been shown to offer protective roles against a wide range of conditions, including diabetes, depression, hyperlipidemia, cancer, inflammation, hepatotoxicity, neurological disorders, Alzheimer's disease, and cataract. These benefits highlight rosemary's potential as a natural therapeutic agent for managing chronic diseases and promoting overall wellness. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. Relative to rosemary, and again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. One of rosemary's most notable effects is its ability to reduce inflammation at the molecular level. Under stress or inflammatory conditions, cell surface receptors trigger the inhibitor of kappa B kinase complex, leading to the phosphorylation and degradation of this inhibitor complex, IKB. This allows NF-kappa B subunits, P50 and P65, to translocate into the nucleus, where they activate genes responsible for pro-inflammatory cytokine production. Rosemary's active compounds, particularly carnosic acid and carnosol, counteract this process by inhibiting NF-kappa B activity, thus reducing the expression of pro-inflammatory genes and alleviating inflammation. Another key way rosemary helps with inflammation is by blocking something called the JAK/STAT pathway. Normally, when your body senses inflammatory stimuli, it sets off a chain reaction, JAK. Proteins get activated, STAT, three proteins get switched on, and they move into the cell's nucleus to turn on inflammatory genes. But rosemary compounds like carnosic acid and carnosol step in and stop this from happening, which helps bring the inflammation down. Another powerful way rosemary fights inflammation is through its antioxidant effects. Normally, a protein called NRF2 is held back by another protein, KEAP1, which marks it for breakdown, but compounds in rosemary, like carnosic acid and carnosol, interfere with that, freeing NRF2 to move into the cell's nucleus. Once it's there, NRF2 switches on antioxidant genes that help reduce harmful molecules called reactive oxygen species, or ROS. And by lowering both oxidative stress and inflammation, rosemary helps your body stay in better balance. And we are now in the process once we do this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out InflammoSolve is going to do. We're right here in the first phase of system architecture. How can you help? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. Okay, South. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can also come to our symposiums that we do on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium, again, which is absolutely free. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at rosemary, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that rosemary has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we see something powerful in this graph. Rosemary extract significantly reduces breast cancer cell proliferation even more effectively than paclitaxel, a well-known chemotherapy drug. You can see that the bar for rosemary extract is much lower than the others, which means fewer cancer cells are multiplying. This shows that natural compounds like rosemary could offer real promise in cancer treatment. Here's another data that shows us that rosemary extract, specifically its hydroalcoholic form, works just as well as diazepam when it comes to reducing anxiety. You can see that both the rosemary group and the diazepam group spent significantly less time in the closed arms than the control group, which suggests lower anxiety levels. But what makes rosemary special is that it does this with fewer side effects, making it a promising natural alternative for managing anxiety. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have an anti-inflammatory health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if rosemary works so well, why isn't everyone using it? Well, the answer is, it's not a universal fix. Just like with any treatment, what works for one person might not work for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, a study done by Gusumzade Rabarter and Hosenzade in 2020 found that supplementing with 500 milligrams of rosemary extract twice daily over a month significantly improved memory performance. This supports its role as a natural cognitive enhancer. And also, rosemary supplementation at 500 milligrams twice daily for a month significantly reduced both depression and anxiety. Andrade and colleagues in 2018 found that consuming 4 to 6 grams of rosemary leaf daily, or using just 0.1 to 1 milliliter of the essential oil, can help bring down blood pressure. It's another example of how natural compounds can support heart health. For reducing blood glucose level, rosemary extract at 200 milligrams per kilogram is said to be effective. Now, we're not here to give medical advice. You should always talk to your physician, but this is what the research itself shows and what you may want to consider. Now, while rosemary does show potential benefits, it's important to be mindful of possible issues, especially at higher doses. Two of the main concerns include allergic reactions and vomiting. These aren't common at typical amounts, but it's something to be aware of. Again, we're not giving medical advice here. Always consult your healthcare provider if you're considering rosemary for therapeutic use. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if rosemary is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. And you can see here that rosemary lowers both vata and kapha doshas, while it tends to increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here, it's going to take you away. But this is a condition where rosemary may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Fridays and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved, but this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim that be good for inflammation, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool allows you to figure out. Okay? And allows us to teach others to figure this out. So, to sum it up, rosemary's key compounds, carnosic acid and carnosol, play a powerful role in reducing inflammation. They do this by inhibiting NF-kappa B subunits like P50 and P65, which suppress pro-inflammatory genes. They also block JAK/STAT signaling, which further reduces inflammation. And on top of that, by cutting down reactive oxygen species and inflammatory cytokines, they help calm the overall inflammatory response. And we are right now in InflammoSolve, which is a new spin-out at the system architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. But that's what we wanted to cover today on Rosemary on Inflammation. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth From Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on Rosemary on Inflammation, and this is a series we'll be doing. But get involved and support your advancement. Be well. Thank you.